It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Hi there.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. It's been so long.
It's been a minute.
I know. One or two.
Missed you, Mike.
Missed you, too. How's your summer been
so far? Great. Just running all over the place in July, but we're back and settling in, getting ready for school, which is great.
Nice. We're looking forward to yet another great season of the Share segment.
Yes.
This is fantastic. So each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest from the nonprofit world. Today's no exception. Who'd you bring?
Well, today we have the pleasure of having Kids Haven, a center for grieving children, on our show today. It's an organization that I've long admired and appreciate the great work that they do. It's so important and necessary for youth in our community. We have Rachel, who's the program director here today, and LaShanta, a board member, who are going to tell us a little bit about what the organization does and a really important camp that they just put on last week.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
We really appreciate it.
So tell us about your organization.
Yeah, so we are a nonprofit organization. We provide grief support services to children, teens, and families ages 3 to 18. Our mission is to serve their unique needs through support and education, with the vision, really since the start of Kids Haven, to provide free access to grief support services for every grieving child in the greater Lynchburg area. So ways we provide support are through our family group night program, which is more of a community-based program. We have a school-based program where we get to go into the schools and have facilitated peer support groups. We have our summer camp that we just finished last week, which we were so excited to hold, and then several other resources and services. So really, we don't provide counseling services, but we understand that children participating in facilitated peer groups can find understanding and support and stability along their unique grief journeys.
About how many kids have you served over the course of time?
The course of time would be such a big question.
Or we can narrow it down to last week or this past year.
Yeah, let's go this past maybe academic year. Yeah, we served over 90 students in our school-based program. We partner with, so the greater Lynchburg area covers Amherst, County Public Schools, Campbell County, Lynchburg City, and Bedford County Schools. So over 90 students, many of which are unable to come to our Family Grief Support Group Night. So it's a really special program where we get to go and serve them. We served over 25 families this past year through our Family Group Night program, and between 35 students with our Group Night program as well. And that's not including all the families that we get to provide grief support packages to.
Okay.
Some of those families are not yet prepared to come to our group night programming, or have, you know, a recent death. So we provide packages, and everything we do is free of charge. So it's really a joy and an honor to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
So, Rachel, I'm curious. So these are children who have had an experience of maybe losing a parent or a sibling or something like that.
Yep.
Are there also groups for children that maybe are going through some other kind of like a divorce or something of their parents, where they're grieving that? Is it all about having lost a relative?
Yeah, specific to death loss for Kids Haven, we do acknowledge that, you know, loss of any sort, there is grief attached to that, but our programs are specific to death loss of a significant person.
Yeah.
So we don't have any restriction on who you lost, but if it's considered significant, and especially because too, a lot of the grief-related themes they're discussing in groups are related to death, and we're helping children cope with that specific loss.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
So what kind of programming do you do at camp?
Yeah.
You had said you had about 20 kids last week.
Yeah, so it's peer-to-peer support groups as well. Similar to what our family group night is, where we all share a meal, this is unique because it's a longer period of time, and they don't have their caretakers with them. So the caretakers, you know, sign them in, drop them off, leave them. We all share a meal. The facilitators and volunteers eat with them, and that's their chance for them to connect and talk with them about their day-to-day activities. And, you know, and during those conversations, sometimes other losses will come up, as in divorce and things like that. And so although, as Rachel mentioned, we are not counselors in that sense, you know, we do hold a special place for them to be able to express themselves and talk about their feelings, because all those things tie in. And so we do that. We have a meal, and then we have several different activities. A lot of it is related to the emotions. We had one specifically called Feelings in My Body, where they have an outline of their body, and then they're able to talk through and draw out where they feel certain things within their bodies. So some people hold stress in their shoulders. You know, even us as adults, we can tell where there's stress and sadness or anger or whatever within our bodies, and even joy. They're able to talk through that and express that through art.
That's great. Yeah, and camp is really special too, because we allow them a space to see that they're not alone.
Yeah.
They're with other children who have experienced a loss, and they have the opportunity to go around in a circle and say who they lost. And so just to see the kids kind of look at each other like, wow, like you too, or it was your dad too, is really a special thing. And we allow them the opportunity to memorialize their person through different activities, and then just to have fun. We want to create a space. We had a drum instructor come in, an art instructor, yoga instructor, to
we
just
made homemade ice cream.
We did make homemade ice cream, which was a lot of fun for us too.
How long did it take to make the homemade ice cream?
Longer than we thought.
We started out 10 minutes, and I think it was like 15 minutes in, and they were still shaking.
Yeah,
they weren't giving up, and so that's dedicated. You know, also something important that. A lot of the activities just help them with that determination and that camaraderie. They, you know, they were like, no, we're going to pass it back and forth. And they were helping each other out. It was so nice to see that.
Yeah. Great.
Well, that is fantastic. And you have a volunteer opportunity right now. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So our current volunteer opportunities are becoming a grief support group facilitator. So we have trainings every year for that, and materials that LaShanta and I walk through with our volunteers. So you can become a grief group volunteer. You could also become a volunteer for our family grief support group nights. We have meal provider opportunities at our family grief support group nights. A community organization, individuals, or just groups in the community provide a meal free of charge, and that's how we're able to serve families in that way as well. So we're always looking for new meal makers to help us fill our schedule for our upcoming group nights.
How many people are you normally preparing a meal for?
Between 30, usually around 30 to 40.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great.
More closer to 40, including our volunteers.
So manageable for a book club or a faith community or something to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Those are great examples. And we've had individuals come, other organizations, groups. So really the opportunity is wide open to anyone.
That's great.
That is fantastic. Folks, you can learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Just type in Kids Haven, and you'll find all the information, including the volunteer opportunities. It's all right there, and then links to your social media and your website as well. It's up on Share Greater Lynchburg. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Did we cover everything? Did we get...
Absolutely. We just, for Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, which you know sponsors Share Greater Lynchburg, is a proud partner of Kids Haven and has funded different aspects of the work that they do for years. So we're thrilled that to have them on the show today. And as a whole, Share and GLCF are participating in the nonprofit summit tomorrow. The Lynchburg Regional Business Alliance is putting on that summit, and we're sold out. 150 different people are coming. I just counted last night. I believe there are 52 nonprofit organizations represented, and then about 10 businesses in that group of people. So just a great opportunity to come together. It's a full workshop day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
And this is the second year that
this
they've done
the
it?
This is the third.
The third year.
The
okay.
third annual nonprofit summit. So it just keeps growing and becoming more dynamic. And this is called Synergy for the Future for Innovation. So the keynote is talking about AI and how that will integrate into nonprofit management and leadership going forward. So it's great. It's
That's
wonderful.
Fantastic.
And we have some lunch and learns coming up, and we'll have our fall mixer we're planning right now, probably the 1st of October.
All right. You can learn more by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. 180 nonprofit organizations are represented on the platform. If you're part of a nonprofit organization and you'd like to learn more or get on the platform and you're not on the platform, do it. It's free. And it's a great resource. Folks in the community, if you're looking for somewhere to volunteer, a nonprofit to donate to, and you really want to narrow it down to a nonprofit that really aligns with your values, you can find it. It's ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Visit them today. 180.
That's right.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we need to update your ad.
That's right. We do.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was about 30 nonprofits back.
Yeah. So, let's do it.
Megan, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Folks, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you
for
having
us. We really appreciate you. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.